Is your dog crate trained?
Welcome to The Woofy Show, the ultimate dog lover's digest. Meet your hosts, Brian and Magda, two dog lovers ready to help you be the best dog parent, unravel the mysteries of canine behavior, and keep you updated on the latest trends in the dog world. This podcast has something for everyone. Get ready for heartwarming stories, expert advice, and a lot of laughs.
On today's episode, we're going to be discussing exactly that, the advantages of crate training your dog. So Magda, do you want to start us off on one of the first advantages that people should know so they crate train their dog, not so they think about it, so they decide to, if you want to start us off?
So before we begin, I just want to say that I don't know how people do it without crate training their dog.
Yeah.
And it's such a taboo subject for some reason. And I feel like the only reason why it's so taboo is because it has association with being used unethically.
Yeah, that's true.
And being used in shelters and things like that. But there is so many good things that can come from crate training your dogs.
Yeah.
So let's discuss those today.
Yes.
So the first point is housebreaking.
Okay.
Crate training your dog can help you in potty training.
Okay, sorry, that makes sense.
Yeah. When I say housebreaking, yeah. People will think that, you know, your dog will break out of the house or something. But what I really mean is potty training.
Yep.
So when your dog is a puppy, obviously the bladder is very loosey-goosey and
yes.
It kind of goes when it wants. Yeah. So by incorporating crate into the training plan as a puppy, you can actually and manage that bladder.
Yes.
Because your dogs in general don't like to pee or poo where they sleep.
Yep, that's true.
So that is one of the major advantages. I don't know how people actually potty train their dog without crates.
Yeah, I mean, someone needs a little like pee mats, but then that's teaching your dog
to pee on a pee mat, not to actually take you outside. So for those who don't know, when you have a puppy, they will usually, you know, whine when they're in a crate, which is normal.
Yeah.
But then what you meant to do is to take this dog outside quickly, see if it needs to pee. If it pees, it pees. If it doesn't, you just take it back into the crate.
Yeah.
And then you know that.
And try again.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean leave your dog like a 10-week-old puppy in there for 5 hours. Like, no, that's bad.
Yeah.
It's like an hour, 1 to 2 hours kind of thing to go out, which is, but yeah, no, that's a very valid one. And I think a lot of people do that at the start, and that's where their crate training journey ends, to be honest.
Which is sad,
but
let's carry on to the next point.
Yeah, so the second point is it's a safe space. So it's kind of a good place if you can't supervise them, that they can go in there. It's a place that kind of prevents them from getting into like harmful objects or chewing on things they shouldn't be or getting up to no good. So it's a safe space for them and for you as the owner, knowing that they're there kind of thing. So
I think that's a major point.
Yeah.
Like one of the main advantages to crate training is that peace of mind that your dog is okay.
Yeah.
That they're not going to get into things they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
When you go out, you don't have to be wondering, hey, has this shelf fell on my dog? Have they eaten a plant they shouldn't be eating and things like that? So once again, I don't know how people do
it.
It's
huge. Yeah, like you said, you can go out, you know, whether you're at work or you just go out to the grocery store or you want to just go out just for an hour or two, visit friends, knowing that you don't have to worry about your dog because they're in a crate. They're not going to be chewing on your stuff. They're not going to worry about something falling on them because there's nothing.
But how do people get any work done or anything done when they're puppies?
Yeah.
And you have to clean the house. You have to do a couple errands. You have to, you know, complete some work on a computer.
And when they're used to the crate and you want a vacuum or something like that, they're not going to go mental crazy whining and screaming and scratching at it because they're like, hey, I'm in the crate. Cool. I'll just chill and relax and sleep.
Yeah, it's a safe space it's all good.
And it's that simple. It's not like you're punishing your dog by putting them in there. It's just like a thing of like, hey, you know, I'm going out or I got a few things to get done for 45 minutes without distractions or tripping over you. So let's just put you in there so we can, or, you know, that kind of stuff, especially with everyone working from home. It's nice to just, you know, not all day, but just for an hour here or there. So, yeah.
Yeah. So moving on to the next point, the major advantage of crate training is travel.
Okay.
So dogs that are crate trained are usually a lot more comfortable in traveling in yep. a cars. Also, we can't forget about the aspect of safety.
Yes.
So for instance, you know, if a car crashes into you or whatever, at least your dog is in a crate. It should be safe if your crate is of a good quality. So that's important. Also, if you, for instance, want to nip out for a little bit and leave your dog in a car
yep.
for whatever reason, whether you're doing dog sports or, you know, and your dog has to be in a car, yeah. it's best if they're crate trained because that way they won't press buttons that they yeah. shouldn't be pressing.
Lock the door accidentally.
Yeah, yeah. Or eat something that they shouldn't. Yeah. Many owners, you know, have very messy cars and yeah. you don't know what's lying around underneath your seat. And
that's
the same
too for travel if they're in an unfamiliar place. So if you go to a dog friendly hotel, they can sleep there. I mean, it doesn't mean they can't sleep on the bed, but at least they have that place, or they're staying at a friend's house overnight or something like that. Cool. That's a strange place, but the crate is not a strange place to them.
Yeah.
That's a familiar place. It's a familiar spot in a strange place.
Exactly.
So at least it gives them that sense of home, you know?
Yeah. Well, when we traveled, we took a crate yeah. with us, right? So then she could have that safe space to yeah. sleep in. And we quite often, even though we had two beds in a room, yeah. we would still put her in a crate because she just wouldn't settle down.
Yeah, exactly.
She would just jump from one bed to the other or like hear weird noises that yes. are going around and become like reactive
to
it.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you put her in a crate, she's a little bit more calm.
Yeah,
it can
safe.
Calm her down and feel safe.
Space.
Yeah.
They all work together, all of these as well. So yeah, we'll move on to the next one. So kind of the fourth advantage of crate training your dog is a routine. So routines like as a puppy, feed them in there so then they get used to it. Sleeping, you know, just obviously, again, you don't have to force them to sleep in there all the time. And then they're promoting a sense of security, hence back to the safe space. So, you know, kind of having that routine of like, okay, it's crate time, you know, and then they know that they're going to go in there and they're going to hang out and chill and just wait until it's playtime again.
Yeah. Yeah. But it will just like, young puppies like routine because
yes.
it makes them feel safe. Right.
Yeah.
And life becomes kind of predictable, mm-hmm. which is nice. It's kind of like kids as well. Kids need a routine.
Yeah.
It's similar to dogs too. So the last point that we have of the advantages of crate training is that it can act as a behavioral management tool.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that you put your dog there in order to punish them. You
yep.
should never do that because
they
will not like it. However, what you can use it for is, for instance, if your dog has a separation anxiety.
Yes.
You can crate train them, teach them, you know, positive association with that crate. And then if you leave them in there because you need to go to a shop or get your hair done or whatever,
yep.
they will kind of get used to it and will manage that separation anxiety because they will feel safe in that confined space.
Back to point number two, safe space.
Yes. but you should obviously never use it as a punishment
no.
tool, only as a behavior management tool. So for instance, also if your dog becomes quite destructive over certain things, you know, you can put them in a crate there to kind of rest and calm down
yep.
and come to their senses, but never in a way that you're forcing them and jamming
yes.
them in there, right? But back to the point that you made about the vacuum cleaner, for instance,
yep.
if your dog really doesn't like a vacuum cleaner, it becomes reactive, just put them in the crate,
yep.
vacuum your house, let them out of the crate, and all is good. And
yep.
then the behavior is managed, right?
One quick thing I just want to add, I just thought of when we were talking about something, but for the sleeping aspect of dogs they sleep more than humans.
Mm.
It's like a fact. And their sleep is interrupted all the time, especially if you're home all day. So it's a thing. It's like, don't be afraid especially if your dog is crate trained, to put them in the crate for just an hour, like, because you can see they're sleeping, but every time you walk by, they're up and following you around. So by putting them in that crate, it lets them get a like proper uninterrupted sleep. And that's
yeah.
huge, because then they're, you know, sleep properly, their body kind of heals and they're energized, ready to go when they wake up, instead of this like on and off disturbed sleep.
Kind of all the time, it's important for puppies. Like puppies should sleep for a long time.
Even adult dogs, you know?
Yeah.
And you can tell your dog's tired.
Right. Yeah, then they become cranky and all this, where what you can do is just literally put them in a crate, let them have their time, you know, their couple hours of sleep, and then they're going to be good to go and happy.
Yeah.
So, So these are the advantages. Yeah. I guess when it comes to disadvantages of the crate, there really isn't any disadvantages of the crate. It's just a skill that you can teach your dog. Yeah. So unless you are using the crate in an unethical manner, which we will go into in the other episode, next episode.
So depending on when you watch or listen to this, it will already be out. So search for that as well, because that's also just as important as this. So
I think that's it for today.
Yeah, so that wraps up this really short episode. We hope you learned something if you don't have your dog crate trained. All of those are valid things. And again, we're not saying put your dog in there all the time, but you never know when you need to have your dog in a crate. So it's good that they're used to it and not scared and not freak out. So we hope you gained value out of this episode. And thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you guys in the next show.
Thank you. Bye for now.